Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
So let me see if I have this straight. I own a half-ass pizza shop in the middle of nowhere, Indiana. And because I am a homophobe and a bigot, I can get people to give me over $800,000. Okay. Because of my religious beliefs, I don't want anybody who is a homophobe or a bigot listening to this program. Now I want 30,000 people to send me money, just like those clowns at that pizza place in Indiana. Really? See, by the way, yeah, this is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92. In doing this, you know what's going to happen now? There are going to be other people who are going to claim that they're getting threats from their business because they have been true to their beliefs, and now they have to go into hiding, and people are going to send them. This is going to become a racket. I guarantee you. This will be... God, this country drives me crazy. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92 on this, as we learned from our scriptures, is the third day. Holy Thursday, the Last Supper. I still don't know who picked up the tab for that. Judas betrays Jesus. The next day, Jesus is executed, nailed to the cross, dies, wrapped in linen. He is put into a tomb, basically a cave. They put a big rock in front of it. 3 days later, he awakes from the dead. He comes out, moves the stone, comes out of the cave, sees his shadow, goes back in, and we have six more weeks of winter. 1-800-878-7529, Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92. We're going to jump into a little baseball with the Yankee Princess herself, who's actually a Red Sox fan. The daughter of Gabe Paul, the former Le Grand Fromage with the Evil Empire back in the 70s. Jeannie Paul talking with Fred Wallen. Then we're going to do an update. Lots going on. John Lester's 0-1 with the Cubs. Get used to it, pal. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92. Happy Easter.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I always was a utopian dreamer for a finer general of baseball.
Hey, everybody. It's Sports Overnight America. Happy to have you along. My name is Fred Wallen. You can email us, sportsfred@aol.com. You can give us a call, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-PLAY. You can also go to the Twitter account at Sports Byline. It's Twitter at Sports Byline USA. That's Twitter at Sports Byline USA. And you can go to my Facebook, and I'll probably sign you on, or sportsfred@aol.com. And very happy to have Jenny Paul, the Yankee Princess, on with us again as the baseball season, circa 2:15, about to begin. And Jenny, welcome to the show.
Hi, Fred. Sometimes I don't think I know my name.
All right, so let me tell the story about Jenny Paul. Jenny Paul, the daughter of Gabe Paul, longtime baseball executive, including, of course, for the New York Yankees under George. And a few years ago, so how Jenny and I met, she wrote The Yankee Princess, one of the best baseball books you were going to ever find. You can still get it at Amazon.com, and I'm sure other places also, and hopefully it'll be made into a movie. But Jenny, as we head into the 2015 baseball season, do you have an opinion on Alex Rodriguez, what kind of season he might have? And with the new commissioner, do you think the old commissioner, Bud Selig, treated Alex fairly, unfairly, or just what? I'd love your thoughts.
Well, I mean, first of all, you have to look at A-Rod's history with, you know, he hasn't done really that well in the past 4 years. I don't think he's hit 18 home runs in the past four seasons, and he thinks he's going to break a record and get his $30 million bonus for breaking Barry Bonds' record. I mean, he's not going to hit 30 home runs this year. He's 40 years old, and I hate to be age, talk about age, but I don't think he's going to do that well. As far as whether or not he was discriminated against, I always said he was, because there's so many other people who took PEDs. And also, I keep talking about the stresses that a ball player has on them, traveling, time zones, not sleeping, the stress, empty stadiums, full stadiums. I mean, people don't realize, even making the amount of money that they make, yes, it's a bonus. Yes, they can pay their bills supposedly and everything else, but there's a lot of other stuff that goes along with that that people don't realize. You know, everybody wants a piece of them. They don't know who their friends are. That all takes a toll on a person. The intangibles, people have no idea what they are. So why did they single out A-Rod? Because he was arrogant?
All right, let me throw you a question, and we have not talked about this off the air. I'm going to put you on the spot here. fans certainly are antagonistic toward A-Rod for his lies. They sort of have forgiven Ryan Braun. What about his lies? There is a big difference between how the fans treat one versus the other. Please tell me why.
Discrimination.
Okay.
If you think discrimination doesn't exist in sports, it does. And arrogance. You know, the old saying, you can catch more flies with honey than you can with vinegar. If you have two people back to back and one's arrogant and one's not, one who's not arrogant can lie all day long and get away with it. And the arrogant one, and you know, basically arrogance is a defense.
I don't think there's any question about that. Again, though, you know, Ryan Braun lied about his situation. He blamed the FedEx guy for not getting it done in time. Things like this.
Poor FedEx guy.
Yeah, for a poor FedEx guy, and he won the first time, but then he lost, and then he was injured last year, and he got suspended for 65 games that he probably would have missed anyways. Rodriguez, on the other hand, was suspended for the entire season. So I do think there's discrimination. I do think they went after A-Rod harder than they've gone after other people. And, of course, I was never a Bud Selig fan. Okay, your thoughts. Bud Selig then, Rob Manfred now. Do you see a positive change in baseball as we head into 2015?
Oh, boy. You know, baseball's so messed up right now. I mean, you know, now they're saying they're going to time everything and I wish it was the way it was years ago, and I'm always saying that. You can't go back, but what if they did go back? What if the owners all got together and said they were sick and tired of what's going on and go back to the olden days where people had a really good time at the ballpark and people could afford to go to the ballpark? I mean, it's out of hand. There is a solution. But nobody wants to take the solution, and it's not going to get any better. And then they say that the attendance is dropping and that kids don't want to play baseball, and there's a reason for that. But nobody is looking at the solution. Their solution is, oh, well, we're not going to have the games, you know, go as long as they are. Well, that's the fault of television. That's the fault of, you know, people in the television world with the commercials and everything like that. You know, the greed, the television revenues obviously are driving baseball.
All right, let me throw you this. My two favorite sports have always been college basketball and baseball. Not once in my entire life of following baseball since the age of 4 or 5 have I said the game ran too long. If my dad took me as a kid to Dodger Stadium, I didn't care how long the game did. My dad did. He had to wake up at 6 in the morning, but I never did. And I don't to this day. I think the timing is, I don't see it as a problem in baseball. But I will tell you what a problem in baseball here in Southern California, Jenny. Dodgers are blacked out in 72% of the homes because the Dodgers made a deal.
I knew you were going to bring that up, Fred.
Well, because it's totally unfair for a franchise who's been treated so well by the folks in Southern California to black out 72% of the folks. And for the folks outside of L.A. listening right now to Sports Overnight America, the problem is the Dodgers made a deal for $8.3 billion over 25 years with one of the cable services, Time Warner Cable. They totally overpaid. They have not been able to sell it to any other cable or satellite provider. So 72% of the folks in Southern California are blacked out of Dodger games. And on topper, the Dodgers have raised, as you just mentioned this, Jenny, they have raised parking prices from $10 to $20. And the topper to all that is Frank McCourt, the former crazy owner, gets a percentage of the $20. Your thoughts?
Are you kidding me? Well, it's blackmail. It's clearly blackmail. So, and Time Warner owns a part of the Dodgers, correct?
Of course. Well, we only got about 60 seconds, so we got to be very quicker. Time Warner was stupid in paying that much. The Dodgers were better negotiators, but the Dodgers don't understand that in the long run, since every Angel game is televised and we'll get 15 national Dodger games, I think a lot of 9- and 10-year-old kids will become Angel fans down the road. Hey, Jenny, before we go, in 30 seconds, I want to see the Yankee Princess made into a movie. Is there a possibility?
there is a possibility. I'm going on a speaking tour this year that's to come, and I do have new agents, and we're talking about it as we speak. So there is more to come. And, yes, I think it is going to happen.
You know, I saw a movie last month about 10 times, Draft Day on satellite. I thought it was a well-done football movie. I have a hunch The Yankee Princess will be a well-done and totally accurate sports movie. And there aren't a lot of accurate sports movies, but I have a hunch The Yankee Princess will be among them. And Jenny Paul, thank you as usual for appearing on Sports Overnight America, and we'll definitely do this again. Stay well, go on your tour, and drive carefully, fly carefully, and we'll see you soon.
Well, always a pleasure, Fred. Thanks a lot, and stay well.
Jenny Paul, The Yankee Princess, great book. You can still pick it up at Amazon.com. Hopefully it'll be a movie. So much to talk about right here on Sports Overnight America. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. I'm Fred, you're not. Back with a whole lot more right after this.
Our thanks to the Yankee Princess, who's actually a Red Sox fan, Jenny Paul. Also, Fred Wallen. What do you got here? About 21 and a half minutes past the hour. Got an update coming up next, kids, and then taking your calls. 1-800-878-7529. This is Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I ain't nobody rather.
So he's got that going for him. Oh, Great Gig in the Sky. Claire Torrey, Dark Side of the Moon. 25 and a half minutes past the hour. Get to your calls here in just a bit. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius XM Channel 92. What the hell is messing with my chair here? Hang on. Hold it. Everybody just hold on. There we go. Man. This update is brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the numero uno training device being used in the big leagues right now. Straight down through the minors, D1 college, even the youth leagues. They even have a softball bat to help with your swing. It's helped my wiffle ball game immeasurably, and it can help you. What you need to do is just check them out. PHBAT.com. You like what you see? Coupon code for a great deal. It's PHBAT14 for the Pro Hammer Bat. Since when did the Cardinals and Cubs, they always talk about the rivalry between the Cardinals and the Cubs. The Cubs haven't even been to a World Series since 1945. All right? Follow me on this one. They lost to the Tigers, by the way. And they haven't won one since, 1906? Meanwhile, the Cardinals have the second most World Series titles in all of baseball behind the Yankees. But yet it's a rivalry. And pretty much true to form. St. Louis 3-0 over the Cubby Bears. Adam Wainwright is now 1-0. John Lester, he is 0-1 for the Cubs. Get used to that, my friend. We are going to move over to the NHL, and doing so, we'll let you know that in hockey, St. Louis beat Chicago. 2-1 was your final. Elsewhere, it was Washington 2-1 over Detroit. Shootout win for Toronto, 3-2 over Ottawa. That game was in Toronto, so Ottawa has to do that little four-hour drive up the QEW to get home after that with their heads held in shame. Le Bleu Blanc et Rouge, 4-1 over Florida. And in the Battle of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, 4-1 over Pittsburgh. We move over to the NBA. Russell Westbrook, another triple-double. 40 points, 11 boards, 13 assists. Not enough, however. Houston, 115-112 over OKC. And we're going to get to the standings here and the seedings for the playoffs. We're getting down to the last handful of games here in the NBA. Elsewhere, LeBron James, triple-double. 20 points, 10 boards, 12 assists. 99-94. They take care of the Bulls, man. Chicago just had a bad day all around. It was the Clippers, 106-78 over the Lakers, who evidently forgot to play the fourth quarter. I can't imagine more than 12 or 13 people were at this game, but the Knicks beat Philadelphia 101-91. Utah 101-95 over Sacramento Tomato. Indiana moves within one game of a playoff spot. They're the ninth seed right now, if there was a ninth seed. 112-85 over Miami. And Golden State's 12-game winning streak, out the tubes, 107-92. They get beaten by San Antonio. This update was brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat. Go to phbat.com. You like what you see, you know, coupon code for a great deal. PHBAT14 for the Pro Hammer Bat. Chili Davis, new hitting coach of the Red Sox, swears by this thing. Had the A's using it, and they ended up swinging the bat pretty well for a while there. 32 minutes before the hour, 28 minutes past it, if you're one of those half-empty types. I see a glass half-empty, half-full. I think, yay, more room for vodka. Christian, the intellectual portion of our program in Galveston County, Tejas. Happy Easter. Welcome to Sports Overnight America, my friend.
Hey, happy Resurrection Day to you.
Well, you know, here's the thing. I said this earlier, and of course, even though it was a joke, I managed to piss somebody off, saying, you know, how he woke up after the third day, came out of his cave, and he saw his shadow, went back in, and we had 6 more weeks of winter. Of course, that pissed somebody off. It was a joke. I went to Catholic schools. I know that we're supposed to be watching football and eating turkey on Easter. Damn it. What's on your mind, my friend?
Nothing much other than the fact that I understood that joke, and I'm a Baptist. Well, my family are Baptists.
What are you?
I
asked, what are you, if you don't mind my sharing? You don't have to tell me. It could be a secret. That's allowed in this country. At least it is right now.
Okay. But still, on to more important things. When it comes down to tomorrow night's national championship game.
By the way, Wisconsin is a 1-point favorite in this game, which basically means it's a pick 'em.
Yeah, I can understand that. But still, when it comes down to Wisconsin and how they got into the
beating Kentucky. And I mean, those people were, I mean, it was just for them, it was a done deal. All they had to do, you know, they were going to win the national title. They were just going to walk away. And I mean, those people in Lexington, I mean, what the hell do you have to riot about? I mean, you have electricity in Lexington. Get over it. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah, but to be honest, when it comes down to Wisconsin beating Kentucky last night,
Saturday.
And when it comes down to one of the Harrison twins saying what he said,
right.
I mean, do you think that's going to drop down the Harrison twins' draft stock because
no.
of some?
Hell no. Hell no. If they, no. Really? I mean, really? Allen Iverson got away with murder, basically. You know, come on. Not murder, so to speak. But, you know, no, of course not. Are you kidding me? Now, look, if this was baseball or maybe the NFL, where they lately they're getting, because of the Aaron Hernandez thing in particularly, they're being a little more scrutiny. You know, they're being a little more careful. Are you kidding? Hell, of course not. He'll be next. That's not going to have any impact whatsoever. Trust me.
Okay. Now,
I mean, he may not. Let's put it this way. I think Utah may take a pass on him. Other than that, no.
Okay. Now, come to think of it, seeing the fact that the national title game and next year's women's Final Four mm-hmm. are both going to be taking place in the state that now passed the Religious Freedom Act, mm-hmm. Indiana.
Right.
I mean, do you think that's going to have an effect?
I think the way, unless there's something done about this bigoted, homophobic law that you people in the Hoosier State decided you're going to have with that idiot that you have for a governor, what's his name, you know, Sixpence or whatever it is, I would not be surprised if there is some pressure put on the NCAA to, like, for example, Arizona would not recognize or pass Martin Luther King Day for the longest time. You know,
until 1999,
right? And the NFL told him, you know what? NFL said you're not getting a Super Bowl until you pass that. Now, is that, in my opinion, kind of stepping on states' rights? Look, you want to be an ass? Okay, fine. But you know, I don't think the federal government should say you have to pass a law. But I mean, look, I'm glad they passed it eventually. But Arizona did not pass that law because they're so hot and heavy about civil rights. Believe me, they're not in Arizona. That's Joe Arpaio. But they passed it so they can get a Super Bowl. And I'm telling you right now, I don't think Indianapolis at the I can't remember the name of the stadium now.
Lucas Oil Stadium,
I don't think they're going to get a Final Four again until if this thing stays on the books, and that clown Pence is still in office. I think there's going to be pressure put on the NCAA to move the women's Final Four for next year. I do believe that. Yeah.
Well, to be honest, seeing the fact that the NCAA...
By the way, Christian, you don't have to preface every sentence you say with, to be honest. I know you're an honest man. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, seeing the fact that Indiana is also the home state of where the NCAA headquarters themselves, don't you think they might have to move operations?
No, they wouldn't necessarily have to do that because, I mean, I know this is going to sound silly, but there are other considerations you have to take. For example, they may be leasing a building. They may own property. They may have an agreement with the city and or the state saying we're going to be, you know, so that, you know, you, it's not like, I'm just going to use an example of Google out here in San Francisco. It's not like, you know, they own basically the entire section of that part of California where they can just up and leave for one reason or another. There are considerations to be made. They can't just up and leave like that. No, I don't think that's going to happen. But I do think there's going to be pressure put on the NCAA to say, listen, man, you guys need to get your heads out your asses or we're not going to do any more business with you. I do think that's possible. And I think that's right. And I think, even though, you idiots in Indiana, you elected this guy who couldn't cut it in Washington. And the funny part was, I'm surprised by the backlash. Really? You were surprised by this? Really? Okay. I'm not thrilled about federal government holding states hostage or extorting, things from them or threatening to withhold certain things. The federal government does it. But if a private entity says, look, we don't agree with what you're doing. If a private entity says, you know, we're not going to deal with you because of the way you are, I'm fine with that.
Okay, that's understandable. Now, speaking of Duke, did you happen to catch the I Hate Christian Laettner story when it first came out?
Christian Laettner was probably, in my opinion, one of the most underrated, but he was one of the most misunderstood people. And even the guys from the Fab Five to him, what's his name?
Jalen
Rose even said, he goes, he thought he was soft. He thought he was overrated. He thought he was, there's other words that I can't use until he got on the floor with him. And he realized that Christian Laettner, he had game. And everyone said, well, he was a bust in the NBA. I can know that he had a 12-year career in the NBA. He played 12 years in the NBA. I don't care if you spent 12 years sitting as the number 12 guy on the bench. You spent 12 years in the NBA. You had something there, you know?
Plus, he was a Dream Team member, and he could have left the NBA with a title out the back.
Yeah. I mean, look. Am I a fan of Christian Laettner? I mean, I've met the guy. He was okay. I'm not saying he's the kind of guy you want to go out and have a beer with. But Christian Laettner is probably one of the most misunderstood college players ever. And for, I mean, he was a damn good ball player. And, you know, people didn't realize it until they got on the court with him and found out. And like I said, you don't spend you don't start at Duke for how many, you know, 3 years. And if you suck, you don't spend 12 years in the NBA if you suck. You don't win a gold medal at the Olympics if you suck. It's just amazing to me, the people. See, Christian, you got me started again.
You know what? I understand. And for the record, I'm about to go ahead and get off before I get you even more riled up. I'm going to talk to you on social media.
By the way, and thank you, Christian. And by the way, you can get a hold of me on Facebook. We do have a Sports Overnight America page. But, you know, just get a hold of me personally. I'm the only Jerry Burke, spelled GERRIEBURKE. My parents had a sense of humor. I've been really lazy about Twitter. I got rid of the old account. I think I'm going to use Squirrel Taser for my new Twitter account. It's not open yet, but we'll get to that, and hopefully I won't be as lazy about it. 1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number, boys and girls. Townsend's in next. I'm going to talk with the late Bert Sugar, great friend of the show. He wrote a great book about the Baseball Hall of Fame. Now that we're into the baseball season, how apropos. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92.
There. I need to save money on business phone service.
Tired of the monkey business? Easy Office Phone is serious when it comes to business communications. Custom built for your needs, Easy Office Phone is full featured, including North American calling. Save up to 80% on initial setup costs. Plus, for a limited time, get the first month of phone service and 3 months of video conferencing free when you purchase select Panasonic phones. Start saving today at EasyOfficePhone.com. That's EasyOfficePhone.com. No more monkey business. Discover the culture and charm of the spectacular Emerald Isle on YMT Vacations' Best of Ireland Tour. Offering June through September dates, enjoy guided sightseeing in Ireland's premier cities, including Dublin, Waterford, Cove, Killarney, and Galway. You'll visit Blarney Castle and kiss the Blarney Stone to receive the gift of gab. Drive the Ring of Kerry and Giant's Causeway with Ireland's most famous scenery. You'll see the beautiful Bunratty Castle with its collection of medieval furnishings and marvel at the awe-inspiring 700-foot-high cliffs of Moher. Plus, you'll tour Northern Ireland and Belfast with an included tour to the Titanic visitor experience. Prices start at only $1,399 plus tax, and that includes hotel accommodations and 16 meals. Low-cost airfare available, too. For all the details, call 1-888-400-5770. Get a true taste of Ireland on this unforgettable 12-day vacation. Call today, 1-888-400-5770, or visit ymtvacations.com.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
What is the fella's name on third base?
What is the fella's name on second base?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know. Third base.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, here we like to bring on the best in all of sports, and our next guest, no question, is one of the best of all time. He's an award-winning sports writer. You've seen him on television. He's written over 50 books about baseball and boxing. You've seen him on HBO, Showtime, ESPN, and movies, television shows. The one and only Bert Sugar right here. Bert, how are you doing?
Within reason, Chris. I'm not sure whose reason, but within reason.
Well, you got a book out, Bert Sugar's Baseball Hall of Fame, A Living History of America's Greatest Game. I've been to the Baseball Hall of Fame quite a few times. It's one of the most unbelievable baseball experiences, baseball's town, and you put it all together in a book.
Well, I did, Chris. I was always looking forward to writing a book on the history of baseball, but I wanted a different slant. After all, I came from Washington, D.C., and my team was the Washington Senators. Ooh. Now, you might remember them. They had that famous double play, short to second of the right field stands. I mean, their cleanup hitter's imitation of Babe Ruth was pointing to the pitcher's mound if he could get it that far. And yet, I loved the game and always wanted to write a history, and it occurred to me that the biggest and best, if you will, reservoir of baseball memories was in Cooperstown at the Baseball Hall of Fame. So I approached them. They were receptive, extremely cooperative. And what I've done is not only writing a history of baseball as it relates to the exhibits and the artifacts they have, but a walking tour of the Baseball Hall of Fame. And as Bob Costas says on the cover, to get a better sense of the Hall of Fame, you would have to be in Cooperstown.
And one of the reasons I really love this book, and one of the reasons I really wanted to have you on, is the reality is I've been there three times. It's such a moving experience as a baseball fan to go to the Baseball Hall of Fame. But Cooperstown, New York, is not easy to get to. Most people, most baseball fans, especially with the way the economy is, most people are not going to be able to make the trip to Upper State, New York. But by getting your book, they, like Bob Costas says, you have a sense that you're there.
Well, it's not only for the people who've been there as a memory, but the book serves, Chris, as sort of a brochure, if you haven't been there, what is there? And, I tried to accomplish it two ways. And, again, the Hall of Fame was extremely cooperative. To give you an example, in there is a whole spread, as I do the timeline of the history of baseball, of the balls in no-hit games. They have one for every game of the pitcher who threw the no-hitter since 1939, since the Hall of Fame started. And they were kind enough to take out a Nolan Ryan and a Bob Feller and a Sandy Koufax, because they're the big three in terms of multiple no-hitters, so we could capture them and picture them, and they're in the book.
Wow.
And they did that time and again for us.
One of my favorite parts of the Hall of Fame is the timeline. There's a timeline there in the Baseball Hall of Fame that takes you through the time of baseball, and it's just not pictures. I mean, they have like charm bracelets that like Cy Young's wife had, and from all the All-Star games and from all the special moments. You know, they have Cy Young's license plate, and then there's stuff from Mickey Mantle, and there's stuff from Babe Ruth. They're artifacts that you wouldn't even really think. It's just not all bats and balls. I mean, they have stuff there at the Baseball Hall of Fame you can't even imagine, a lot of personal stuff. And when you go through that timeline, you truly get a sense of the history of the game. What do you think about that timeline that they have there?
Oh, I loved it. It's on the second floor. Of course, the first floor is what I call the Sistine Chapel with all the plaques and people whispering as they go through. And we did that. We replicate every plaque in the Hall of Fame is in the book so that you can see who they are, where they are, what it says. But the second floor is the timeline, and it starts in the 1840s and even before, believe it or not, and works its way up. It's the beginning of the game to a door, and you enter a second phase, which is the 20th century, starting with Honus Wagner's locker. And it goes right through the Ty Cobbs, the Babe Ruths, the Dizzy Deans, the Mickey Mantles and Ted Williamses and Joe DiMaggio's, and up to today, Carl Yastrzemski and Willie Mays and all the players today. So that's wonderful. But there's also a third floor. And the third floor is I got a big kick out of it, because what it is, it's called the fan experience. And it's what the fans, who are an integral part of the big game of baseball, mean to baseball. not just the fans. You're met with paper mache fans, the famous ones at the top of the stairs going to the third floor. But also, as you walk through, you see the old stadiums. You see the concessions that have been there for years. You see the promotions. And then they have a kiosk. And the kiosk standing in the middle of the floor after you see the Ebbets Field cornerstone and the turnstiles and given stadiums. The kiosk plays baseball's anthem, Take Me Out to the Ball Game. You press a button to hear a Frank Sinatra, a Bobby Darin, a Harry Carey. I pushed a button, I got Liberace. I couldn't get out of there fast enough.
Scare the hell out of you.
Oh, yeah. But right, and then as you turn the corner, you're right into the Abbott and Costello skit. Who's on first?
Now, when I was last there in 99, I want to say on that third floor, they also had every single World Series ring that had ever been made. Is that still there? Because that was incredible just to see year after year how the World Series rings have changed, how they've gotten bigger. And some of the 1990 Cincinnati Reds championship ring with the red ruby and the sea and diamonds, all the great Yankee rings. Is that still there?
Yes, but I also add an asterisk to what you said. Because before about 1926, they were watch fobs and tie pins. They were not rings. And they have all of those.
That is correct. That is correct. I remember at the trip that I did, the last one I did with my brother and two buddies, I remember we sat there analyzing all the rings and all the different things that players, as you mentioned with the asterisks, everything that people have gotten for winning the championship. It's truly special.
Well, the whole feel is special. They built you up to that World Series winners. Then you go right into the World Series itself, and they've got great memorabilia of the World Series. Everything about it. And it's not a 10-minute trip, and it's not even a 10-hour trip. It's a 2-day, 3-day trip through the Hall of Fame. And there's so many things. The writers, the scribes, they call it, the announcers, the mic men, they have displays. There is so much there to look at and to absorb and to share. And as you remember, because obviously your granddaddy was one of the greats, and he handed down his knowledge of baseball to your dad, who handed it down to you, it's a pass-along. Fathers with kids who are almost too little to walk, perched on their shoulders of their dads, staring at this memorabilia. I mean, it's awe-inspiring.
There's no question about it. And, folks, you can see all this. Burt Sugar's Baseball Hall of Fame, a living history of America's greatest game. You know, Burt, people talk about and sometimes criticize how tough it is to get into the Baseball Hall of Fame compared to the Basketball Hall of Fame or the NFL Hall of Fame. But as you mentioned it, in the first floor, when you walk into that room and you see all the plaques, the bronze plaques, you realize how special a player, a person needs to be to get into that plaque room and to be a Baseball Hall of Famer. It truly is something special. Until you actually step in and you get to see Yogi Berra's plaque, or you look at Mike Schmitz or Babe Ruth or Ty Cobb, that's when you know you've joined the elite of the elite.
Well, and you mention it, not only less than 1% of every player who ever stepped to bat in a major league game is in there, but you mentioned Yogi Berra, and on the back of the Baseball Hall of Fame book, he writes, "What Burt Sugar doesn't know about baseball, nobody knows." Now, what does that mean? I have no idea what the heck he wrote.
Yogi's the best. He's the absolute best.
I mean, I once asked him, Chris, I said, "Yogs, what did you mean when you said when you come to a fork in the road, take it," which is his famous line?
Yeah.
He said, "That's easy. I live at the end of a circle. Whether you go left or right, you come to my driveway." I said, "This guy makes sense."
He does. He's a true gem. And there's so many true gems at the Baseball Hall of Fame. Once you step out, the one thing that I love, too, is once you step out of the Baseball Hall of Fame, what a quaint little town. The old school hotel that's right on the lake. It actually reminds me of a really small, and I mean a really small, Lake Tahoe that we have out here on the California-Nevada border that's so beautiful. You got the golf course right on the lake. People are sailing on the lake. I mean, it's such a little quaint town, and it's all baseball.
Well, you get a feel it's Brigadoon. It's going to be there only when you're there, and then you leave and it goes away. I mean, that lake is also what was James Fenimore Cooper, and his family was the founding fathers, ergo Cooperstown. He wrote in The Last of the Mohicans, he called it Glimmer Glass. And it's just a wonderful glassy lake with an overlook from this wonderful old hotel that looks like it came out of The Shining. And on the lamppost of every street in town, they've got flowers hanging from the lamppost. And wouldn't you know it, the Baseball Hall of Fame is on Main Street. Now, you got to really have a small village to call your Main Street Main Street.
No question. No question. The great Burt Sugar joins us here. His book, Burt Sugar's Baseball Hall of Fame, A Living History of America's Greatest Game. And if anybody can ever get to Cooperstown during the Hall of Fame induction ceremony, it's great to see one of these players' lives change, and you really get an intimate setting there. I mean, even though it looks really packed, it's not as packed as you think. And the one great thing when you're walking around on that weekend, I actually walked down the street. I bumped into Juan Marichal. I bumped into Tom Seaver. You see these guys. It's not like they, like, roll up in cars with a ton of security. I mean, they're walking about. You can get autographs. Have you been to one, Bert? I'm sure you have, right?
Oh, yes, and I'm going this weekend. I'll be up there this weekend for the induction ceremony for Jim Rice and Ricky Henderson, who will be talking in the third person.
Oh, Ricky loves Ricky. That's one thing we definitely know.
He should be finished in about 10 hours.
The one thing, of course, our hub here for Sports Overnight America, the Chris Townsend Show, is in the San Francisco Bay Area, and got to watch Ricky for years. And, Bert, Jim Rice was a terrific slugger. He should have got in years ago. But when you look at Ricky Henderson, no matter what era we're talking about, if you're talking about the steroid era, the dead ball era, no matter what era, Ricky Henderson truly is one of the greatest players ever to lace him up.
Well, he did, and he set record after record, and he brought back the stolen base, he and Lou Brock and Maury Wills. It was a lost art, and the way Ricky, I've got a great story. I once said to Lou Brock, how many times did you steal home? He said, never. I said, Babe Ruth stole it 10 times. He looked at me, he said, well, Babe Ruth was a base stealer. I was a slugger.
Oh, there's so many great stories in the game of baseball, Bert. I think that's what makes it so different. There's stories with the National Football League. There's stories with the NBA. But there's nothing like the stories of all these different seasons where baseball's played every single day. It's 162 games. Used to be 154. I mean, the season had baseball, I'm trying to say, has gotten longer every single year. Now with 162 games, so many different, funny, great things happen throughout the years of Major League Baseball. And a book like yours gets to capture all this.
Well, I had a good time pulling it together. The anecdotes, the statistics. I love statistics, by the way. You want to know how important statistics are? Maybe you remember the old TV show called Dragnet with
sure.
Jack Webb. And it started with don, da, don, don, and the Los Angeles Police Department badge was up. And there was a number on it. And the number, do you remember the number? It was 714 because Jack Webb's favorite player was Babe Ruth, and that was his home run total. Well, statistics are the mortar that hold the sport together, that and the stories, and that's what makes it so great for me.
Hey, Bert, before we let you go, not only have you written so many baseball books, but we all know you for boxing and the great work you do with boxing. You're synonymous with the sport. We've lost two great fighters, Alexis Arguero and Arturo Gatti. Just want your comment on these two guys because it's been very sad losing two of the great champions.
Well, Alexis Arguello is one of my favorite people, period, not just boxer. He was a wonderful ambassador for the sport. I always told him he looked like he won the Omar Sharif look-alike contest with that mustache. Champion in three divisions. He was called Flaco Explosivo, the explosive thin man. And he was. He was a great fighter. And I don't know if we know how he passed, because he was the mayor of Managua, Nicaragua. And according to the press reports out of Managua, Nicaragua, he was the mayor, he committed suicide by shooting himself in the chest four times. You figure that one out.
Exactly.
And we lost another, I won't say great fighter, because I don't think he was. I think he was a great excitement as a fighter, and Arturo Gatti, too young to pass. Arturo was one half of an unprecedented four times Ring Magazine named his fights of the year, because he was that exciting. He would start bleeding somewhere between Osei and Can You See and come back and win. I remember one fight against Gabriel Ruelas. Ruelas hit him with 17 unanswered punches at the end of the fourth round, had him reeling around, and he was saved by the bell. He wobbled back to his corner on feet that weren't his, and he knocks out Ruelas in the next round. I mean, he was unbelievable, and we don't know the actual data and facts on his death.
Yeah, it's definitely sad. Two guys that were tremendous for the sport, we have lost and lost too young. But the book is Burt Sugar's Baseball Hall of Fame, A Living History of America's Greatest Game. You can find it. You can just Google it. Go to your local bookstores. This is definitely a great book to put right there on the coffee table, Burt.
Well, I think so. And, in fact, it just got a nice write-up in this last Sunday's Parade magazine called it Out of the Park. Can't make it to Cooperstown this summer. Burt Sugar's Baseball Hall of Fame is the next best thing. And I'd like to believe that.
Thank you so much for stopping by. I've always been a huge fan, whether it's baseball, boxing. You're one of the best in our media. And I truly appreciate all the work that you do and for also coming on the show.
Chris, this has been fun. Let's do it again.
Burt Sugar, ladies and gentlemen, right here on the Chris Townsend Show.
Our thanks to Chris Townsend and the late Burt Sugar, a great friend of this show. Those idiots at the USA Network with the news, 1-800-878-7529. This is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.